Welcome to the Susan Winter Show. Here you'll find practical tips and tools to address your most pressing concerns on love, dating, and partnership. And now, here's your love and life mentor, Susan Winter.
Do you love yourself unconditionally? Is that possible? Do you know anybody that does that? Susan Winter here, best-selling author and relationship expert. Let's talk about self-love, and not just self-love, unconditional self-love. You know, I do so much in the dating and relationship niche, and I think that that's always an important discussion, but at the center of everything, when you're dating, when you're out in the world, it's you. It's you and how you feel about yourself and how that is so important in your personal romantic relationships, in your ability to attract people to you. So let's talk about unconditional self-love. Is it possible? Well, we're human. And we tend to look at the negative more than the positive. I think a realistic goal is to like yourself. I think that is a realistic and attainable goal. And liking yourself continually and voting for yourself, even in times when you could have done a better job, could have been a better person, that will eventually start to fill in the template and you will realize that you are now having what we would call self-love. And so what are the hallmarks of self-love? How do you do it? Number one thing I can offer you to feel better about yourself day in and day out, do not compare yourself. Oh my goodness, if you catch yourself looking at somebody going, oh, I wish I had that. Oh, they're doing so much better than I am in their career. Oh, they have such a nice home. Oh, they seem so happy and I'm having a down day. The more you compare yourself to what you don't have that somebody else has, it is a nightmare. You will never, ever, ever feel good because that's also leading you to negative self-talk. You're looking at somebody, you're overvaluing that one thing that they have, that especially, how do you know they have it? Because they're showing it broadly. They're letting everybody know on social media that they've got this thing, that they've done this thing, that they are this thing. Oh, look at me, look at me. Don't bite the bait. Step back. Catch yourself when you start comparing. Please stop. I don't care if you have to put a rubber binder on your wrist. Just pull it. Just stop. Two, start to accept the totality of who you are. Yeah, you've had some less than wonderful moments. You've had some choices that could have been a lot better, right? But on the overall, self-love, unconditional self-love means pretty much the whole package, not that bad. It's not that bad. And every day, you're getting better. It's a game of trying harder and getting better within yourself. Liking yourself is liking what you stand up for, liking how you acted today, how you interacted with others. It's a lot. That's where self-pride is, that you like who you are when you walk out into the world. And that starts to build the foundation of self-love. Another thing is be around people that value you. Start to select the people in your lives, because if they're not mirroring your content and you're with gossipy, mean, shallow people that are only talking about things that are negative and rating everybody and what their worth is and whether they're good enough or they're not, or picking people apart, if that's your social circle, you're in trouble, because how can anybody withstand that? They don't like themselves. They don't like each other. That's not an environment for you to feel reflected back accurately who you are. So I call this, in a relationship, I call this the dirty mirror syndrome, meaning no matter how clear you are, when you look in the mirror and you know that you have a form, that mirror itself that's reflecting back to you is dirty. It's got its own muck on it. So you'll never see yourself reflected back in your highest light. And that's how you know that that is not a person that you should have in your association if you can avoid it. I'm a real fan of spring house cleaning all throughout the year. If you've stated who you are, what you want, and you're trying to set your boundaries with people, and they're not being the kinds of people that are supporting you on your journey, minimize the contact and see how you feel about yourself. Have you ever been with a friend and you've just had a great day? Because you can just be yourself and you don't have to worry about judgment or what they think about you. You come home and you feel edified. You feel joy for life. You're revitalized because they don't take energy from you. They give it to you. They reflect back the positive nature that you are. And gratitude for things and being appreciative of your friends and verbally telling them how much they mean to you sets up a chain reaction where they're going to be the same way to you, or they should be. And if they're not, you got to filter. And the last thing that I want you to think about, boundaries. Okay, now we get into the relationship aspect of this. I find that many people who are wanting to love themselves misconstrue the direction of how that is to occur. They choose somebody to love, to fix, to help, to heal. Noble in ideal, noble philosophically. In practice, it can be detrimental. Here's why. You spend all of your energy loving them, hoping that with this massive investment that you are putting into them, they will be kind enough to reflect back to you a loving nature, the clean mirror that you've been waiting for, that reflects you in your highest light, right? But they don't. So you keep adding in more, adding in more. Now you're resentful. Now your tank is on empty. Now you're just. And so you start to think you're worthless because they won't love you back. You did it the long way. You went to here. You got to give it to yourself. You looked for another person to make you love yourself. We know we can't count on that. But so many of you are doing it. You are using your relationships to try to gain self-love. That if they desire me, if they like me, then I must be lovable. You're waiting for them to give you permission to like yourself. If they like me, then I can like myself, right? That's a you thing, and you can fix it. Are you doing that? Really? Think about it, because those connections, you are breaking every boundary of your sovereignty, begging another person to love you through the act of a loving relationship, and it can be so hidden. It can be so insidious in the doing of it. The more you give to them, the more you give to them, because what you really want is for them to give back, and then you get the good feeling, and then you feel the love. So because you feel the love that they give you, now this a sense of love makes you think you love yourself. Unconditional love is done this way with you. Assessing who you are. You don't have to be the best, but you're not the worst. You made some choices, could have done better. You did the best you knew at the time. And you're a work in progress. It's not about perfection. Nobody here is perfect. Nobody here is perfect. No such thing as perfect. Because you got 1,000 different scales of different variations of people judging with different value systems. So if you concentrate on those things, listen back to this video if you need to, or listen to this in podcast, listen to it again. Think about it clearly. And if you want to have a solid sense of unconditional love, it's got to be you feeling this way about yourself. Okay, it's not contingent upon outside factors. So try these things. I hope it helps you. Susan Winter for SusanWinter.net. If you've got a question, chat me up. Consultation. Go look at the resources. I've got Allowing Magnificence. I've got Breakup Triage. Great live shows. You can hear this on all of your streaming platforms. And stay tuned. Thank you very much.